Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, fellow patriots. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and Monday. Can't trust that day, alohas. Great to have you along as we kick off the most heavily commuted, and as a result, most heavily congested hour of the program, the 5 o'clock follies here on the Bobby Mac Show. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation. Just grab the phone, give me a call using the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Or if you prefer, use the CSRP, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. So already down in Georgia, they had one school that has gone back and shut everything down because they had 9 kids and staff test positive for the Chinese flu. Does anybody ever stop to wonder, you know, how many of these positive tests are positive tests and how many of them are false positives? I mean, look at the number of instances we've heard about, including the governor of Ohio. He tests positive one day, and then 14, 18, 19 hours later, they test him again, and he tests negative. So, you know, there's not a great deal of confidence among a segment of the population that includes me in the truthfulness of the testing protocols to begin with. Then, as a texter says on my text line, Bobby, how in the hell are working parents going to deal with Greenville's county plan for in-person education next year? And Annie mentioned during the newscast, we now have the latest guidance from DHEC and local medical professionals regarding the spread of the Chinese flu. So Greenville County schools will start on Monday, August 24th, on attendance plan 1. Under this plan, students will attend in-person school one day a week and spend the other 4 days e-learning. Okay. So you're both parents work. What kind of job do you have where you can call and say, hey, I can work, let's see, next week I can work on Monday, but I can't work Tuesday through Friday. Not many people can adjust those schedules, especially on the fly. This is week by week. The closing paragraph of the email directed to media friends from Tim Waller, Director of Media Relations, though it is not expected to do so, this decision could change should there be a dramatic negative shift in the community spread numbers over the next 2 weeks. DHEC's recent disease activity by county rates Greenville County spread as high overall, with 2 high and 1 low ranking in the individual categories. Incidence rate high, trend in incidence low, percent of positive tests high. And again, then we're back to what percentage of those tests are believable. You know, there's very little confidence when you've got people like Fauci and Dr. Birx, and now Dr. Bell, the state DHEC epidemiologist, is in a loser-leave-town match with Governor Henry McTaxter, who was in town today, by the way, over at BJU, along with little Lindsay. So we'll see how this business plays out. It is, of course, back to school time. And the Bobby Mac semi-professional players, feeling everybody's pain, put together a little scenario of what we have a feeling it'll go like on the first day of school. Moneypenny, can we roll that, please? Moneypenny, can we roll
and
the...
And now, there we go. Let's listen in to the first day kids are back at school.
All right, hey, come on, guys, 6 feet. 6 feet apart. Tommy, put your mask on. You know you have to wear it all the... Joey, there's no swapping masks with Tommy. Hey, I thought I told you kids no spitting contests in the hallway. No hugging!
The first day kids are back at school.
It's going to be fun. Yeah, it's going to be fun. And then, of course, trying to figure out on a week by week, how many PhDs did it take to come up with this matrix of school attendance for Greenville County? It's crazy. The other big story of the afternoon, and we're not sure if it's, again, rumor or whether it actually has some veracity attached to it. Supposedly, a report from the Detroit Free Press says that the Big Ten has voted to cancel fall sports, including, of course, college football. And there was a report on Fox this afternoon that the Pac-12 has done the same. And supposedly we are to receive official notification of this tomorrow. But for today, it is merely in the rumor mill. But look, you know, the Big Ten and the Pac-12, all major universities are dominated these days by the elitist pinheads in the ivory tower of academia. They are all down for the struggle. They're all woke. They're all progressive. And so, you know, if they can do something to assist in continuing to keep people as upset, as far removed from normal as possible, probably go along with it. A texter speculated about this as well, saying, Bobby, you know, if the Democrats win in November, because I was talking about the financial repercussions of not having college football, you know, if the Dems win in November, the colleges will be compensated for playing ball by not playing ball. And if you're wondering what the professors think about this, you know, those people who are influencing tomorrow's politicians, school teachers, the giants of social media, film and TV producers, HR departments, and other gatekeepers. Here's a few quotes from some of the people that are teaching, and I use that word loosely, the children of parents who are paying big dollars to send their children to these schools. James Livingston, professor of history, Rutgers University, quote, "Okay, officially, I now hate white people." Derek Bell, Harvard Law School professor, "Abolish the white race as a social group." Noel Ignatieff, Harvard professor. The goal of abolishing the white race is on its face so desirable that some might find it hard to believe that it could not incur any opposition. Kamau Kamban, professor of African American studies, we have to exterminate white people off the face of the planet. Professor George Sicurelio / Maher, Drexel University. When the whites were massacred during the Haitian Revolution, that was a good thing indeed. Okay. There you go. Those are the attitudes of some of these professors at some of America's most distinguished universities. Nice, huh? And they not only have kept their jobs, they're probably tenured. Truly incredible. 5:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more here on Monday on WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
God, I got Fox News here on off on the side. Donna Brazile is on there now. She's on the 5 today. That's that's like CNN having Donald Trump Jr. on as a panelist. Yeah, truly incredible. 5:22 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Let's go to the phones. Thanks for patiently waiting, Roger. Is first up here. He is in Greenville. Hi, Raj, and welcome to the program.
Actually, a little spot on the globe called the Where Place, but nobody knows where that's at.
I know where that's
anyway,
at.
Anyway, Good afternoon. Can I ask you if anyone else out there on the globe tells you that they're so tired of hearing the statistical data right. on this COVID-19 that it's absolutely ridiculous? I mean, all they have to do is, to me, they just present the deaths in the state and maybe a few other things. But to just go through that and keep climbing with the total numbers, that don't mean a thing. That yeah. doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. I just wish the news. No, I share your frustration with this. I've said from the beginning, when you control the scoreboard, you can make the score whatever you want it to be.
I understand that, and I just want the rest of them out there to know how tired I am of it.
Yeah.
Since you brought it up, can I one comment about race?
Yes.
And it won't be bad. 1960, if you were around.
Mm-hmm. I was.
Khrushchev, a lot of them don't know it, said he was going to take over the United States without firing meant then, but I do now. But I was talking to my cousin, who was around then. Mm-hmm. He said he wasn't worried about Russia. He was worried about what race was going to do to this nation. So you know what he meant by 1960.
Right.
And it's happening now. And I believe that Barack Obama opened the faucet on many things, and that was one of them.
Yeah, it certainly was. And he started from the beginning with that Harvard professor, you know, that was arrested by the cops because he was trying to break into his own house because he forgot his keys. And Obama says, well, the cops acted stupidly, and then they had their so-called beer summit and all that. And then right through Ferguson, Missouri, the business... hands up, don't shoot. And all of these things are lies that keep getting repeated by the media. And you see demonstrators out there, you know, going, hands up, don't shoot, which is totally untrue. Never happened.
I'll leave you with this. I wish the other 50 or 60 or 70% or whatever it is of the nation could be educated enough to know what really is happening and go from there.
Yeah.
And I thank you for taking my call today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You have a good day.
Thank you, Roger. I hope you have a good day, too. Let's go to Inman next and bring in Kevin here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Kevin, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Got you. 5x5.
Okay, great. I've always considered myself a swing voter.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've seen the last, since Trump has been in office, I will never vote Democrat again. I mean, I would be in there 2 seconds and press straight ticket. And the reason for that is I've been watching what Trump said,
mm-hmm.
been watching what the Democrats said.
Right.
And here's what just flipped me. Just recently, because of they had Facebook on trial and Twitter and Google, I typed in something just a while ago, and I text you about it.
Oh, yeah.
I typed in, fact check Donald Trump.
Right.
And it showed everything Donald Trump said. So, and fact check on the list. I didn't go into each one of them.
Right.
So I cleared that out, and I fact-checked Joe Biden. And it showed everything Donald Trump said about Biden. That ain't what I asked.
Right. And that's purely coincidental, I'm sure. It must be a mistake in their algorithm, because we know that the media certainly would want to be as critical in fact-checking Joe Biden as Donald Trump, wouldn't you think? I mean, fair.
Yes. I mean, I'm kind of critical about what people say. And when I'm misled, you know, I'm actually fact-checking myself.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. The guy who is the so-called media critic for CNN, who's nothing but another hardcore progressive, who panders for the left. He's another toady for the DNC. On his show over the weekend, they spent the entire hour on the program defending all this stuff, all these racial insults that Biden has been hurling around. And then the guy had the temerity to suggest, well, you know, you never see this kind of criticism against Donald Trump. And, you know, you fall off the sofa when you hear those kinds of claims, because they've been after Donald Trump from day one.
I mean, I'm ashamed of it now, but I've always looked at, especially the residing president.
Mm-hmm.
I look at what has this president did for me.
Right.
So I actually voted for Obama on the second time, but I was misled into believing that he signed a bill. I don't want to go into detail about that.
Yeah.
Come to find out, it was Bush that signed that bill, not him.
What they will tell you in media and what actually happened quite often are two entirely different things, Gavin.
Yeah. Thank you I love your show, and I love listening to you, and Fox News, and I ain't gonna just the national Fox News. I think y'all tell me the truth, and that's the reason y'all are number one listen station.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Appreciate the kind words. Thank you, Kevin. 529 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Little Annie is ready in the news center. And I am right back on the other side. And still to come on the other side, more of your calls and today's edition of Amazing True Facts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Howdy, welcome back. Bumper to bumper here in the 5 o'clock follies, the most heavily congested hour, the Bobby Mac Show. In on the text line 71307, Bobby, don't know if you saw this on Powerline. Fox News dominates prime time in June and July. Fox News was the highest rated television channel in the prime time hours of 8 to 11 p.m. Not just on cable, not just among news networks, all of television. The average live Fox News viewership in those hours outstripped cable rivals like CNN, BSNBC, and ESPN, as well as the broadcast networks ABC, CBS, and NBC, according to Nielsen. So that's something to think about when you see these polling numbers. Oh, Biden's ahead by 10. Biden's ahead by 20. Yeah, right. To the phones we go. Thanks for patiently waiting. Byron is next up. He is in Boiling Springs. Hi, Byron, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Thank you for taking my call, sir.
Yes, sir.
the reason for my call, a couple of weeks ago, I saw a statement on the CDC website that was discussing the actual test that is given to determine whether somebody has the Chinese Wuhan virus.
Okay.
And the statement said that the test for what they consider to be the corona family of viruses, that it was not specific to just COVID-19, and that part of the family of these viruses is what would commonly be referred to as the cold or the flu.
Oh, swell.
And you can find it on the CDC website. So my question was, how do they know who actually has 19? And of the tests that are given, even if they test positive for 19, which they can't determine, mm-hmm. how many false positives do you have?
Right. These are all fair questions.
Why isn't something like that broadcast on every TV, radio, internet? Why aren't they letting the public know the limitations of these tests?
My guess would be because if people did know the limitations of these tests, they would reject these numbers out of hand.
Well, since you're such a powerful, influential member of the media, can you look into that maybe in a couple of days?
Sure.
Inform your listening public, your listening audience, what the actual deal was, because the language they used was not specific. You know, you could drive a Mack truck through it if you wanted to.
Yeah, pretty generic.
Very, very generic. But what got me was when they said it's not specific to 19, that it tests the family of viruses.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wonder how many people in America have had a cold and have a corona cold virus.
Right. And how many people have had the flu?
Right.
Just the same old normal, comes around every year, flu. And as a result, that is part of the corona family of viruses. They shouldn't call it the corona family of viruses. They ought to call it the Manson family of viruses, with everything that it's killing off here in America.
Yeah, and to me, outside of what's happened this year, the flu and the cold has been around for a long, long time. And they've never come up with a test that I know of so far to determine whether you had that virus before this year.
Nor have we ever had this kind of extreme overreaction, with the mask mandates and everything else and the quarantines. Never.
That's all control.
Yep. And
this is just a way to control, I hate to say it, but my fellow Americans, you know, they put blinders on and they're just a duck in front of another duck. And they don't take the time to analyze what the government, and of course the government only tells you the truth, is actually doing and saying. You know, we're lemmings. We're falling off a cliff.
And of course, if all of this, since President Trump is in office, ergo, he is responsible for all of this. And so it's merely the latest attempt in the wake of everything else that's already been tried to damage President Trump and to remove him from office. Thank you, sir. I appreciate the call, and I will go to their website and find that. 5:42 here on the Bobby Mack Show, 18 before 6, and here we go. Here comes Gary Goodvoice.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McLean presents Amazing, Amazing, True Facts.
Yes, indeedy, and the Bobettes are back in force today. Of course, Miss Moneypenny is always here, safely wrapped up in her hazmat suit.
Always here.
And we are rejoined this week by little Annie from the news center in a covert location back from vacation. How was your vacate, little Annie?
Oh, my gosh. It was a staycate. Clean house. Played with my dogs. Yeah.
Doesn't sound all bad. You rest and relax, get some R&R in there?
Yeah, except for some technical difficulties here at work.
Yeah. Yeah, that is wearing on the nerves.
I'm good.
So is this business with...
You.
Well, thank you. We missed you, too. It's great to have you back. Also wearing on people's nerves, this whole business with masking up, with following the arrows on the floor to make sure you're going in the proper direction so you can be herded through whatever business you happen to be in. Guy in Canada, he's referred to here as a male Karen. Ladies, is a male Karen a Ken? Is that right or not?
Sure.
Whatever.
Sounds good.
Ken was filmed ripping social distancing stickers off a floor in Canada. And he's got a rant to go with it.
I had a scraper, I'd scrape in the morning, I'd scrape in the evening, all over this land. I'd scrape for justice, I'd scrape for freedom.
Karen, call extension 240, Karen, extension 240.
Hey, are you going to respond to clapping this? Hey, when you're not responding, I'm calling you. Get out of my store now.
Just call the police.
Call the police.
I'm sorry.
I will comply with the police. Not you or you.
Please leave the store.
Are you with them? You can say please, but they're not saying please to us from the World Health Organization. They're not saying please as they rewrite our society. We need some pushback now, or there'll be pushback never. So we're not playing around anymore. We're screaming for truth. We're screaming for freedom.
Everybody, out of the store, please. We're shutting the doors.
Yeah,
you're so brave. Why
are
you leaving?
Shh. They're all going to beat me up.
He's at it. He's had it up to here. He's scraping for freedom. He's scraping for justice.
Wow.
Does he realize the song he was paraphrasing was written by Pete Seeger, who was a commie? Yeah, well.
Totally. Probably hippie. Not.
Oh, this is disturbing. Last month, a cop in Reno, Nevada, and his partner were trying to arrest a guy who was resisting. So one officer pulled his taser to disable the guy, but instead of shooting the perp with a taser, he accidentally shot his partner in the arm.
Oh, my.
Which resulted in his partner, who had his weapon drawn, reacting to being tased by firing his weapon and shooting the suspect in the arm with his real gun.
Whoops.
Luckily, the guy was treated at a hospital and released. Reno police have just released the chest cam video, and it's going to be embarrassing for somebody.
No! We're not playing!
Get down! Get down! Get down on the ground! Down on the ground!
My shoulder.
You're okay. We're gonna get you out. Come over. Sit up.
I think it was me. I got shot with a taser. I thought.
Yeah.
Yep,
I got it.
Hey,
you're good.
Yes, I'm good.
Look at me.
I got it.
Look at me. You're okay.
Got it?
All right?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Talk to me right now. You're okay.
All my stuff's right there.
Okay, you're okay.
Can I possibly get out of here?
Yes, medical's here for you, okay?
Wow. When
it's gonna hurt.
When policing goes bad.
No, wasn't there a comedy called Reno 911?
As a matter of fact. So, once again, real life imitates art. If you could call Reno 911 art.
Oh, wow.
Chinese flu and the resulting restrictions have led to some pretty bored people doing some strange things, like this guy who decided to record the flight of the bumblebee on a watering can. Somehow, I don't think
that is awesome, though.
I don't think Carnegie Hall is in his future.
That was brilliant.
That was great.
Pretty good stuff. Pretty good stuff.
That was actually really good.
Thank you, ladies. I appreciate the assist. That is today's ATF. Bonehead still to come in the next hour. 5:48, a dozen before 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show on WORD.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, that's interesting. Makes you wonder what may be transpiring in the White House in Washington here at 6 before 6. The president was doing his regular afternoon COVID-19 update and news conference and had just begun speaking for a few minutes and then was hustled out of the press room. So apparently something is at work there. In on the text line, 71307, Bobby, most masks are pointless. They're not doing anything but causing a point for division. It's why we're going to be making N95s in the upstate very soon. AmericanN95.com, actually American-made and actually made to do something. Hey, Bobby, there's been a medical breakthrough. Medical science has discovered a cure for the common cold. They just call it COVID-19. Bobby, if what the previous caller was saying is true, then if I took the flu shot, would I test positive for corona? In all likelihood, yeah.
Right.
Let's quickly get to the phones. I got about a minute here. Randy is in Fountain Inn. Hi, Randy, and welcome to the show. Randy, are you there? Yep, apparently not. Okay, let's see if we can squeeze Chris in here before news time. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Hey, this is Chris. I was the one that called about that. Yeah, Bush, they let him let the little kids read the story. Something's up. They dissolved everybody and run everybody out of the press room.
Yeah.
And but a Secret Service guy came in there and said something to him. He said, oh, okay, and he went right out the door, quick.
Yeah, and I noticed the reporters, and I use that word loosely, the propagandists who pose as media people kind of scrambling around the grounds of the White House as well. Makes you wonder about what actually is transpiring. In fact, Fox News just cut away from their shot of the back lawn of the White House and have now gone to their overhead. So we'll see what is developing there. Watching the snipers on the roof of the White House, they are walking around there as well. We'll see what's going on. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate the heads up. I got to take a break for the news here at the top of the hour. Right back and one more to go. Bonus hour still ahead here on the Bobby Mack Show on Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.